Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise as we celebrate this first miracle of Jesus, the turning of water into wine, and a sign and reminder that we are new wineskins and we receive the new wine of the Holy Spirit and life and abundance, and to be vessels of your grace so that we can continue his saving mission throughout the world. So we pray that you would just send forth an outpouring of your Holy Spirit to strengthen us, to receive what you have for us, and to make us more bold in sharing our faith with others. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So last year during the Pentecost Vigil, we had a group that was planning that event, and that was one of the words that came as we were praying, that the Lord wants new wineskins, because if they don't stretch and aren't able to contain the new wine, then they burst, and Jesus has a teaching about that. So we're always in a mindset of what new things does God want to do in our lives and in our church today. And that's kind of what the first reading was all about from Isaiah, that God saw how the people had been oppressed and how they had been exiled, split off into two groups. And Isaiah was the prophet that announced, number one, the coming of the Messiah, but also that God wanted to do something new. And I think it's chapter 62 where he says, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing. The old has passed away." And the events of the past will be completely forgotten. And then it just talks about a time of peace and prosperity for the people who had been so tired of where they came from. So I believe that message is always relevant for our Catholic Church today. We need renovation and the power of the Holy Spirit. And God doesn't want us to be satisfied with mediocrity and just kind of just going along and doing the same thing over and over again. He wants to break through and do something new. And he certainly surprised everyone in the setting today, the first miracle that he performed at Cana when he turned the water into wine. It always reminds me, my dad used to buy those big gallons of wine. They're not very good because I've tasted them. But he'd use those for his chemicals in the photo lab. He had a photo dark room, and they always were just the right size for his chemicals and everything. But God wants to do something new, and the key to this is the second reading, you know, the 1 Corinthians 13 or 12, actually, where Paul's talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I believe in every age God wants to give these gifts to the church to help strengthen her in her mission. And the charisms of the Holy Spirit are not a sign of personal piety. They're always for the other. They're for the upbuilding of the church. And it's amazing, and I've been in communities that are more open to these gifts, how the community functions so differently. And I'll just give you an example. Someone I know is having a very difficult time with a certain area of her life, trying to acquire housing. And within a couple of weeks, you know, two people came up to this person and said, you know, until you reconcile with a certain member of your family, and they were very specific, this is not going to get resolved. And so, you know, forgiveness, unforgiveness and not being reconciled interferes with the Holy Spirit's movement in our lives and God's plans for us. So the other night during the prayer meeting, this person received ministry for the ability to do that. It's like, you know what to do, now you need to do it. So we pray for fortitude, the ability to draw upon the grace of the Lord, because he never just tells you to do something that leaves you on your own. He wants to strengthen you in your inner self to be able to do it. So the person kind of went on to a breakout room and received prayer for that. And I just said, isn't that just a beautiful way about how the Holy Spirit works? You know, touching other people to help us in our own discernment. And I love to see when that happens in parish communities, when people believe and start receiving those gifts, then a lot of incredible things start to happen. And even walking one day after daily Mass, I was walking over to the offices to start the day after Mass, and I saw two women who had attended the daily Mass outside, and one was praying over the other one by her car. I don't know what they were praying about, but it just made me feel really good to see that people are reaching out and exercising the charisms of the Holy Spirit. And people are receiving healing and strength and purpose and direction in their life because people are opening up to these charisms of the Holy Spirit. We also know that the Corinthian community was one of the most problematic communities that St. Paul shepherded. And in the 11th chapter, he really rips them apart because they were abusing the Eucharist. So we know that they need to be exercised in love and prudence and discernment. And, you know, I met some people, they think every thought that comes into their head is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, don't you wish? But that's not how it works. It could be just you wanting something, and you need to test it. And that's why 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, do not despise inspired messages from the Holy Spirit, but test everything. Retain what is good throughout what is evil. And so a lot of times people might come along who have very charismatic personalities, even priests, but if those fruits of the Holy Spirit aren't there, then it's probably not from the Lord. You know, peace, love, joy, righteousness, humility, self-control. Those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So if we're really tracking with the Holy Spirit and we're opening ourselves up, then you're going to see those fruits present in the community of faith as well, and not divisions. So they were experiencing horrible divisions because people thought if they got a charism of the Holy Spirit, then they were holier than the other person who didn't get it. So pride is always that evil, horrible sin that's just lurking all around us, us taking credit for what God is doing and not giving the glory back to God. And that's why our Blessed Mother, you know, the more I've been involved in the charismatic renewal, the more Marian has become. She's kind of the role model because she wasn't like that. She proclaims the greatness of the Lord and always wants to give God the due credit that he's owed, and understands the reverence that I'm the creature, he's the creator, and doesn't try to blur the line there and take credit for things that God is doing. But all of us have been gifted, and so I love to do, you know, like I said, the Life in the Spirit seminar, where people begin to discover the charisms and then begin to exercise those and step out, and other people are blessed by that. And I've certainly been blessed by that. That's how I got called into the seminary, the word of knowledge from a sister I didn't know. And I've been praying my heart out for a sense of direction because I wasn't sure what to do. And that night, the Lord answered my prayer in the most unique way through the gifts of somebody else, through the Holy Spirit's, you know, giving a gift of word of knowledge to someone else. And when I was reflecting on that, I thought, you know, I was raised to be pretty independent. My dad just, you know, don't rely on people, they're flaky. And I was just raised to be very independent. I think God chose that way to call me to go into the seminary because he wanted to show me that you need to be open, that I bless other people with gifts that you don't have, and they can bless you and you can bless them, but I don't want you to be a John Wayne independent guy just going off and doing your own thing. And I want you to help other people open their hearts to the charism so they too can receive what I want them to have. So we want to prepare ourselves for a new period. The challenges will come. You know, we just see a lot of things in the world today that are challenging in our country and our world. But I believe that as the challenges come, so will the grace and so will the charisms of the Holy Spirit. God never fails to provide for his people. We just need to be open and receptive to those gifts and not think that we can do everything on our own apart from God. That's always the spirit of the Antichrist. So Mary's the one that shows us how to be docile. Do whatever he tells you. I love that. Do whatever he tells you. And so we want to do that. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for opening our hearts and minds to the grace and joy of discipleship. But we pray that you would open us also to the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that your body can be stronger and divisions can be healed and people can receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit so they have that confidence to know their dignity, see what love the Father has for us, that we are called children of God, and so we are. And it's the Holy Spirit who reminds us of that and helps us to live out of that dignity. So we just pray for our parish community here at St. Thomas that you would open our hearts to the grace and gifts of the Holy Spirit, that they be exercised in love for one another and for you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.